Okay, so let's start with a nightmare scenario. You finally ordered that vintage velvet sofa you've been eyeing. You wait weeks for it. The truck pulls up, and of course, it's pouring rain.
Always is.
And the driver unloads this massive 300-pound box right onto the wet curb. He just waves, gets back in the truck, and drives off.
The classic curbside disaster. And, the hard truth of logistics is that driver probably did his job perfectly.
What, really?
Yeah, I mean, standard LTL shipping, that contract usually ends right at the dock, or in this case, the curb.
And that is a total disaster for the brand that sold you that sofa. So today, we're doing a deep dive into something called white glove delivery based on a great breakdown from Freightcom.
Right.
And the mission here is to decode how businesses are closing that massive gap between the truck and the actual living room.
It's a huge gap. And you're right, it's become a whole spectrum of service. It's not just shipping anymore. It's really about managing liability and customer experience.
So the guide we're looking at, it really breaks this down into specific levels. It's not just all or nothing. It starts with an entry-level option they call delivery to threshold.
Think of threshold as just the dry and safe standard. The team gets the item across the first accessible doorway. So the garage, maybe the foyer.
So it solves the rain problem.
It solves the rain problem, but it doesn't solve the how do I get this thing up the stairs problem.
And there's a crucial detail here too about manpower, right? The one person versus the two person team.
That is a pure risk calculation. I mean, if you're shipping a pallet of tiles, one person with a dolly is probably fine, but a 200-pound treadmill,
No
you
way.
absolutely need the two-person team. If you try to cheap out and book one person, the delivery probably fails. Or worse, someone gets hurt, and now you have a liability claim.
Okay, so then you step up from threshold to room of choice.
Yep.
And for anything high-end or heavy, this feels like the minimum viable option.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're selling medical equipment to a clinic on the second floor, threshold is basically useless. Room of choice means the carrier is taking on the burden of the hallways, the stairs, all of it.
But the real sort of brand protector in all this seems to be the top tier, the full service option.
Right. Room of choice plus packaging removal.
It sounds kind of trivial, but I can see why it's not.
Well, think about the psychology of it. You just bought a $5,000 refrigerator. If the delivery team leaves you with a literal mountain of styrofoam and a cardboard box the size of a car,
You're just annoyed.
you are. You're annoyed. Your last emotional touch point with that luxury brand is a chore you didn't ask for.
You're basically handing the customer a job to do.
Precisely. Removing the debris turns it from a delivery into an actual unboxing experience. The customer can use the product right away. No friction.
So let's talk about the business case. The argument here is that white glove is actually a risk management tool, that the upfront cost is lower than the what they call the downstream problems.
That's the hidden cost fallacy, right? A curbside drop looks cheaper on the invoice, sure. But if the customer drops the crate trying to move it, that's a damage claim. If they refuse the delivery because they physically can't handle it, that's return shipping, restocking fees, a lost sale.
So white glove is basically insurance against the last mile going completely wrong.
Exactly. The problem, though, has always been booking it. Usually you need these like niche carriers.
You can't just go to the normal shipping portal.
Exactly. And that's where a platform like Freightcom is trying to change things. They've integrated these white glove carriers into the same dashboard as standard LTL.
Oh, that's huge for transparency. So you can see the cost of the customer experience upgrade in real time.
In real time, you can compare standard LTL right next to two-person room of choice and decide if the margin supports it. It sort of democratizes the whole service.
You don't need a whole specialized logistics department anymore.
Or just check a box.
It really hammers home that the supply chain doesn't end at the warehouse door.
No, it ends when the customer is happy and the product is safe in their home.
So here's a thought to leave you with. As we all buy heavier, more complex stuff online, exercise equipment, furniture, is the last 50 feet from the curb to the bedroom actually becoming the most critical part of the entire global supply chain?
It makes you think. I mean, if a product travels 3,000 miles perfectly but fails at the front door, the whole system failed.
Definitely something to think about before you click ship on that next big order. Thanks for diving in with us.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.